were doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been analyzing the different reasons one's Yetzer Hara might give us, the different excuses as to why we should not do kindness, and he gave an answer to each one, and he says, "V'lo nishalanu," and now we're only left with "Rak Mashe Yetzer Hara Mesid LaAdam," the last claim that the Yetzer Hara tells a person. That a person thinks, you know, I got to have a lot of money, so I have money left over to give my kids after I go. And this claim, where halachically it's incorrect, meaning where it impinges on the amounts that the halacha says one should give to charity, that's a worthless claim. Would a person say that because he loves his kids, he'll be cruel towards himself? A person has to have mercy over himself too. Think for a moment. Let's say there was a decree on a person that because he rebelled against the king, that he's going to get punished with terrible afflictions. They tell him, you know, because of what you did, we're going to put you on burning coals. You're going to stand on burning coals. Or the alternative is b'onish kesef, or else he'll pay a tax. Either a fine or he'll have to stand on burning coals. Would a person think that better I suffer, better I stand on coals than I take away the money that I need to inherit, to give over as an inheritance to my kids? No one would say that. The verse in Job says, The normal tendency of a human being is that one piece of skin protects another piece of skin. Meaning if a person sees he's going to get hit, he puts up his hand. Well, his hand's going to get hit. Yeah, but you'd rather your hand gets hit than your face gets hit, right? The natural reaction is you protect yourself with your arm. And by the same token, whatever you could, you pay in order to save your soul. If you have a choice to live or die, so then you live, right? When Khrushchev was diagnosed with cancer in the heat of the Cold War, excuse the pun, So Khrushchev came to Sloan Kettering in New York. The communists were saying that we're better than America, and America is cursed, and every bad thing they said about America. But when Khrushchev saw that he was going to die because he's going to need the medical treatment in Russia, and there he doesn't stand the chance to live. And if he goes to America, then they might save his life, so then he didn't care. He sent word to the American president, he wants treatment in America, and even though there was the Cold War and they were claiming that Russia was better at everything, he flew into America and he got treatment. Why? Kol asher le'ish yiten b'ad nafsho. A normal person gives whatever he can to save his own life. V'afilu im haya onesh yiten lo kol asher lo. Even if the king gave him two choices, give up all your wealth or else we'll torture you, a terrible torture, a person would give all his wealth and not be tortured. And certainly, if the punishment was, we'll fine you a third of your assets or half your assets, a person would undoubtedly be happy to give away that money and save himself from the torture. And a person wouldn't think for a moment, you know what? I feel bad, my kids aren't going to have such a big inheritance. No normal person would think that way. He'd think, I'm happy the king isn't killing me. I'm happy I'm getting away with such an easy fine, and he'd be happy. And if someone would come and try to advise him the opposite, and would tell him, look, why don't you go stand on some burning coals for an hour or two? At least you'll have more money to give your kids as an inheritance. He'd think the man to be nuts. He'd think the man were crazy. He'd think you were a fool. So listen up, man. You have to understand what's before you. It's known that the punishments of perditions are bitter and very harsh. That whoever passed through there, their tears come flowing like streams, כמו שאמרו חז"ל, as our sages taught us. וכן שערי דינים שעוברים על האדם אחר פטירתו. And so to all other judgment that a person has to undergo after his passing, גם כן קשין אין למוד. They're also very difficult. ואדם מחייו יכול ליתן כופר לנפשו. And while the person's alive, while he's still here on planet Earth, a person can redeem his soul, שימלט מזה, to save himself from all this, והוא שישכיל עצמו תמיד, איך להטיב מעני בצדקה ובחסד. And the key to saving oneself post-mortem is that a person spends his life thinking, how could I do kindness to others? How could I give charity? How could I do kindness? As the verse says, Praised is the one whose thoughts are about the poor. B'yom ra'a yimaleteu Hashem. When a day of reckoning, when a bad day comes, God will save that person. V'en ra ela geinom. And when it says a bad day, bad in Tanakh is very often a code for perdition. Shenemaz, the verse says, v'gam rasha liyom ra'a. The evil will end up in that day of bad. So you see, the word bad is a reference to perdition. How could a person not care for himself to save himself from perdition? And other difficult punishments. And it says in the Medrash Tandeveliyahu, the verse says, do kindness unto others, but don't forget your own flesh. The verse in Isaiah says, don't forget your own flesh. The simple understanding is, don't forget your relatives. Sometimes a person could do kindness to the whole world, but his wife is at home slaving away over a hot oven and she... he forgets about her. His own kids need help, and he forgets about them. So the prophet says, don't forget your own flesh. That's a simple understanding. The Medrash says, "Dehainu she'adam lo yita'aleh mileitiv ulrachem al atzmo." It means yourself. Sometimes we think how to help the whole world, but we forget how to help ourselves. V'chol zu umchuvan kidvareinu eile. And all of this is like we've been saying, that a person has to realize that he has to help himself in the world to come. He has to get merits for himself. The merits for himself is that a person uses his money, his assets, his time, his strength, he uses that all wisely as tools to help his fellow men. So then he's technically helping himself. And in this, he's answered the last claim of the Yetzer Hara, which is, how could you spend your money helping others? What are you going to have left to help you leave over for your kids? So we said there are halachos about this. You're not allowed to give more than 20% of your money, right? But within that 20%, a person shouldn't be stingy. He shouldn't say, I can't give even 20%, or if he's not so wealthy, I can't even give 10% because I won't have enough left over to give as an inheritance, because a person has to think, you know, it's either me or them. It's my life or their life. And when it's me or them, then I have to watch out for myself too. And so, says the Chafetz Chaim, we've answered all the claims that one might have, why his Yetzer Hara tells him why he shouldn't do acts of kindness.